And on this beautiful Tuesday afternoon, we're going to visit with Lydia Rebine of the Madison Public Library. This is the Madison, Canby, Dawson Public Library, right?
This is news from all three, absolutely, because we've all got lots of stuff going on. It is summer and we are busy.
Yeah, that's right. Beautiful day today, isn't it?
It is. Yep.
Do you like summer?
I do.
Is that your favorite season?
Fall, probably. I think that's a common one. You know, because I feel like you don't go into too many extremes in fall.
Okay.
But, yeah.
That's true.
I don't particularly hate any season. Right. Winter is fine. It's, you know, it is what it is.
Well, winter's my favorite season. I love winter. I don't like hot weather.
I think no matter what the season is, we're always a little sick of it by the end of it.
There you go. That's a good point.
And ready for the next thing. So yeah,
that's a good point.
Yeah.
Well, Lydia, tell us what's happening at the Madison, Canby, and Dawson Libraries.
Well, in Madison, I'm sure just like everybody else in town, the library is very excited for Stinker Day and Dragon Fest. Mm-hmm. We're going to take part in the Stinker Day activities this year with a craft that people can come in and do. We are going to be doing a gnome painting craft. I say gnomes, but there's a bunch of different gnomes. There are some hedgehogs, some other little decorative items, but... just an assortment of things that you can come in and paint and have a fun little sign or figure to take home. So that's going to be going on Stinker Day, which is Friday the 15th. And we'll be doing that from 1:30 to 5:15. People can just walk in. It's open to everybody. It doesn't matter if you're a library member or not. Come in and paint a gnome. Maybe wear something you're not too afraid to get paint on, because that could happen.
Yeah. It could get a little messy.
It could. It could be a bit of a paint explosion. You never know.
Good.
So, yeah, come on over for that. And then while we're on the topic of people probably getting covered in paint, it's going to be the theme today, we're going to be doing an in-person class, an art class in Madison, Dawson, and Canby, and it is going to be an introduction to paint pouring or acrylic paint pouring. And that is when you are making art by, rather than using a brush and painting onto a canvas, you are pouring or dumping sometimes paint, a thinned acrylic paint, directly onto the canvas and then manipulating it to get different patterns.
Nice.
You can get some really cool different designs with it. So I'm going to be doing that. I'll have a class, the first one, Monday, August 1st in Dawson at 6 p.m. Canby's is going to be the following day, Tuesday, August 6th at 6 p.m. And then Madison's is going to be on that Thursday, August 4th at 6 p.m. Sign up is going to be required for each of these because we do have a limited number of slots. So to call and pre-register for Dawson, it's 320-769-2069. For Canby, it's 507-223-5738. And then to Madison, it's 320-598-7938. Extension 1, and that's to pre-register for that paint pour art. I know we still have a few openings in Madison. I'm not sure about Dawson and Canby, but you can give them a ring, and even if they don't still have an opening, get on the waiting list, because things can always change. That one, I should note, is for everyone 16 and over, so more of an adult craft, and much like with the gnome painting, but probably to a more severe extent, there's a good chance you could get paint on you. It is a lot of paint just kind of slopping around on a little canvas. So if you're going to come to the class, dress appropriately. Put on your paint clothes and your paint shoes that you won't be sad at the end of the day if you have a few extra colors on them. But that will be very fun, and that is coming up at the beginning of August. So looking forward to that. Summer reading program is still going on in all three libraries. That runs until August 9th. Great opportunity for kids to get out, read, discover new books, take part in some activities, games, you know, all kinds of different fun stuff. And then at the end of the year, the year's program, the potential to win some prizes. So in Madison, we hold our activities on Tuesdays. Preschool story times are at 10:30. And then we have games, crafts, activities for the older kids at 4 p.m. Next week, July 19th, the theme is going to be inventions and inventing. So Madison stuff will all be centered around that. Dawson also does their summer reading activities on Tuesdays with pre-K through second grade activities starting at 10:30. Third through sixth grade activities at 11:30. There's a few exceptions to those times. There's a couple times where it might be at, say, 11:15 for different scheduling reasons. So to see the for sure times on that, you can look on their website or just drop in and pick up one of their full schedules. They also have teen programs starting at 5:20 in the evening, and those include a supper and a series of activities. So lots of fun stuff going on there, too. Next week, July 19th, the pre-K through second graders and also the third through sixth graders will be playing bingo for their activity. That's always a fun one.
Who doesn't like bingo?
Yeah, I think it's a universal favorite. Yep. And then over in Canby, they do the majority of their activities on Mondays. So pre-K through second grade programs, those start at 10:30. Third through sixth grade programs start at 3:00. And then they also do one thing on Wednesday, which is an all-ages movie, and that's at 3 p.m. So main activities on Monday and then that movie day on Wednesday at 3 p.m. And then one last note I would give is our book clubs, because that's always fun. So Dawson and Canby's meet on the first Tuesday of the month, with Canby's at 10:30 in the morning and Dawson's at 6:30 in the evening. And Madison's, ours meets at 7:15 in the evening on the second Tuesday of the month.
Okay.
And anybody who wants to get involved in that, just stop by. We'll get you the current book and you can take part. It's another great way for people to discover books they wouldn't normally read.
Right. Good. All right. A lot of activities going on at all three libraries.
Yes. Busy, busy, busy. And definitely keep an ear out for the radio programs and on our Facebook pages, because we've got a lot of stuff planned for the upcoming month that I can't go into quite yet because it's not all finalized, but maybe some fun author visits, maybe some trips. So keep an ear out.
Good. All right. Let's move into what are the staff reading?
Yeah, perfect. Well, I have been reading the book Trailed, One Woman's Quest to Solve the Shenandoah Murders by Catherine Miles. In May 1996, Julie Williams and Lolly Winans were brutally murdered while backpacking in Virginia's Shenandoah National Park, adjacent to the world-famous Appalachian Trail. The young women were skilled backcountry leaders who had met and fallen in love the previous summer while working at a world-renowned outdoor program for women. But despite an extensive joint investigation by the FBI, the Virginia Police, and the National Park Service experts, the case remained unsolved for years. In early 2002, in response to mounting political pressure, then-Attorney General John Ashcroft announced that he would be seeking the death penalty for Daryl David Rice in the case, a man already in prison for assaulting another woman. In the first capital case tried under the new post-9/11 federal hate crime legislation. But 2 years later, the Department of Justice quietly suspended its case against Rice, and the investigation has since grown cold. Did prosecutors have the right person? Journalist Catherine Miles was a professor at Lolly Winans Wilderness College in Maine when the 2002 indictment was announced. On the 20th anniversary of the murder, she began looking into the lives of these adventurous women, whose loss continued to haunt all who had encountered them, along with the murder investigation and the subsequent case against Rice.
All right.
A rather famous cold case.
Yeah. Do you like fictional books?
I do. I read a little of both, but especially over the past few years, I find myself leaning more and more towards nonfiction.
Yep.
I just have been enjoying it more recently, and I love crime.
Yep.
I'm a crime podcast person too.
Oh, you are.
I'm probably listening to something about murder.
Well, I'm big on a Dateline TV show. I don't know if you are.
Oh yeah, you can't go wrong with Dateline.
I love Dateline. Yep.
Absolutely.
All right. That's interesting.
Okay, so let's see. Who should we do next? How about Deb? We'll go into her recommendation. She is reading The Starless Sea by Aaron Morgenstern. They're not connected, but anytime I hear an author with the last name Morgenstern, I think of The Princess Bride, because that was the book that Princess Bride was written by a screenwriter, and Morgenstern was not his name, but the book is written rather hilariously, as if he's not writing it himself, but he's editing an old story that already existed.
Right.
It's a spoof and a comedy, kind of like the movie itself is. And so anytime I see Morgenstern, I go back to that. But that's not relevant, just an aside.
Yep.
So yes, The Starless Sea by Aaron Morgenstern. Zachary Ezra Rollins is a graduate student in Vermont when he discovers a mysterious book hidden in the stacks. As he turns the pages, entranced by tales of lovelorn prisoners, key collectors, and nameless acolytes, he reads something strange, a story from his own childhood. Bewildered by this inexplicable book and desperate to make sense of how his life came to be recorded, Zachary uncovers a series of clues, a bee, a key, and a sword, that lead him to a masquerade party in New York, to a secret club, and through a doorway to an ancient library hidden far below the surface of the earth. What Zachary finds in this curious place is more than just a buried home for books and their guardians. It is a place of lost cities and seas, lovers who pass notes under doors and across time, and of stories whispered by the dead. Zachary learns of those who have sacrificed much to protect this realm, relinquishing their sight and their tongues to preserve the archive, and also of those who are intent on its destruction. Together with Maribel, a fierce, pink-haired protector of the place, and Dorian, a handsome, barefoot man with shifting alliances, Zachary travels the twisting tunnels, darkened stairwells, crowded ballrooms, and sweetly soaked shores of this magical world, discovering his purpose in both the mysterious book and his own life. Karen has been reading The Silent Patient by Alex. I always struggle with this last name. I want to say.
Yeah.
I should have looked this one up again.
Say it fast.
I want probably Michalizer.
That sounds good.
We'll, you know, we can all argue about it later. All right. So Alicia Barrison's life is seemingly perfect. A famous painter married to an in-demand fashion photographer, she lives in a grand house with big windows overlooking a park in one of London's most desirable areas. One evening, her husband, Gabriel, returns home late from a fashion shoot, and Alicia shoots him 5 times in the face and then never speaks another word. Alicia's refusal to talk or give any kind of explanation turns a domestic tragedy into something far grander, a mystery that captures the public imagination and casts Alicia into notoriety. The price of her art skyrockets, and she, the silent patient, is hidden away from the tabloids and spotlights at The Grove, a secure forensic unit in North London. Theo Faber is a criminal psychotherapist who has waited for a long time for the opportunity to work with Alicia. His determination to get her to talk and unravel the mystery of why she shot her husband takes him down a twisting path into his own motivations, a search for the truth that threatens to consume him. And then Alice has been reading Something Wicked, Mac McKenzie, Book 19 by David Housewright. And I would absolutely recommend this book, too. It's from one of my favorite series. From David Housewright, who is a great writer, and if you like books set in Minnesota, this is a good series for you.
Okay.
Most of them are set in the Twin Cities, sometimes in the outlying areas, and it's just a really fun series. So in Book 19, Rushmore McKenzie was a detective with the St. Paul, Minnesota PD until unlikely events made him first a millionaire and then a retiree. Since then, he's been an occasional unofficial private investigator, looking into things for friends and friends of friends, until his most recent case put him into a coma and nearly into a coffin. Now, at the insistence of his better half, Nina, he is again retired. That is, until a friend of Nina finds herself in dire straits and in desperate need of a favor. Janice Crawford's grandmother owned the family castle, a 19th century castle that has been operating as a hotel and resort for over 100 years. Since her grandmother's death, the heirs have been squabbling over what to do with it. Some want to keep it in the family and running as a hotel. Some want to sell it and reap the millions a developer will pay for it. and Janice is convinced that someone, probably in the latter group, killed her grandmother. So, yeah. Pick that series up if you haven't before. It's a ton of fun.
All right. I love that part of your show here.
You just never know what you're going to get,
do you?
You
never know what you're going to get, who's reading what. It's really interesting. So.
Yeah, always a wild assortment of things.
That's right. Well, you're pretty busy at all three libraries. When are you open then? Or you just want to do Madison's? Or how do you want to do it?
I can off the top of my head run through Madison's hours. I'm afraid I don't know everybody else's hours off the top of my head. But in Madison, we are open Mondays and Wednesdays from 10 to 5:30, Tuesdays and Thursdays from 10 to 7:30, Fridays from 1:30 to 5:30, and Saturdays from 10 to 2. We're always closed between 1 and 1:30 for lunch. So, and again, we have a lot of other things that are going to be coming up that we didn't talk about today, so definitely keep an ear out for that, and if you're not already, follow our Facebook pages, because we're all pretty good about getting new news on there, new things that have come in. So just a great resource, and that is Madison Public Library MN, Canby Public Library MN, and Dawson Public Library MN on Facebook.
All right, Lydia, thank you for coming in, and we'll talk to you next time.
Sounds good, Paul.
Lydia Rebine with the Madison Public Library, and this has been the Madison Canby Dawson Library Show.